My name is Emma Clifford. I'm here interviewing Pearl Rincon for the COVID-19 archive project. Could you please state the date and time?
Right now it is 2:11 p.m. on September 18th, 2020.
And do you consent to being interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Yes, I do consent.
All right. So just to start out, when was your last day of school?
The last day of school for me was Thursday, March 12th, I believe. And everyone was actually super excited about getting out of school. I guess we were all pretty miserable there. Mm-hmm. And we all thought we'd be gone for 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay.
Yeah. And...
All right. And then obviously when you realized you were not going to be going back to school, how was your adjustment to online learning?
So the problem with online learning for us was people were really concerned about the reason why we didn't start immediately was because the administration for our school was concerned about privilege and like being able to access internet and have like a laptop and stuff like mm-hmm. that in order to do Zoom. So it definitely took a long time for us to start, and then we also had a lot of difficulties. I know we had like Zoom bombers and stuff like that. We did have some people come on and say a bunch of racist things.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Did you go to like a large public school?
I wouldn't say it was that big. It was like 1,000 people, so mm-hmm. it wasn't big, but it wasn't small either. Yeah, but I guess that is kind of specific to public school, unfortunately.
And you said you didn't start online learning right away?
No, we didn't. We started late April or mid-May, somewhere along that line. I don't really remember that much. I don't know. Quarantine was definitely a big blur to me.
So between March 12th, your last day, and when you started online learning, did you just not have any schoolwork? Or?
We just didn't have any schoolwork, yeah. So.
Oh, wow.
That was really crazy. I didn't really know what to do with myself. It was kind of odd.
Did you pick up any hobbies during that time?
No, I ended up watching The Office. So, I don't know, I guess that's kind of a hobby in itself.
Sure. And then, during this time, how did your family situation or your family dynamic change?
So, we're all pretty close. We always eat dinner together and stuff like that. My parents are divorced, so I have a stepdad, and then my dad, he lives in Seattle. So... My dad, my biological dad, he ended up losing his job, so that was really unfortunate. And then my stepdad, he brings in the most money for our family. He's a home builder, so it definitely hurt us. COVID hurt us a lot, and we were all a little frustrated with each other. We felt like my stepdad was really frustrated since, you know, he wasn't selling any houses or anything. And then, I don't know, I know I definitely felt very, like, confined since I go out a lot. And then my mom and my dogs, they were pretty happy that we were all home, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how did COVID affect your college decision-making process?
Oh, that was really tricky for me because I honestly didn't think I would get into Northeastern. And so when I did, I didn't know what to do because I thought that I just figured that I'd be going to Loyola Marymount University in California. But they had a lot of COVID cases, and then Massachusetts, the cases were a lot lower. And now Loyola Marymount, it's just doing online school, so I'm really glad that I came here instead.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you feel that this pandemic was handled both on your state level and your federal level?
Our governor definitely started putting mandates and stuff like that really quickly. Like 2 weeks after school closed, we were all told to wear masks and stuff like that. And then, yeah, and we all had to quarantine. I'm glad that he did it because Washington's cases, they weren't horrible. They weren't like shockingly high, but they weren't really low either. But I'm glad that it didn't really peak like places like New York or the South, where a lot of my family's from. So yeah.
Did you feel that people in your area participated and were like...
I definitely think some people did. The biggest problem for Washington was like East Washington in this place called Yakima. A lot of... They're generally more right-wing, so they didn't really, they didn't really follow through with wearing masks and stuff like that. But also, at the University of Washington, there were a lot of frat parties going on, and so it was mostly, like, frat members, they were getting COVID, mm-hmm. and so those were basically the two causes of our spikes.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything you would have wanted to see happen or now changed on the federal level?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wish that our president had taken this pandemic much more seriously. I'm half Chinese, and so I'm also really unappreciative of, like, all of his racist comments, calling it the Chinese virus, when viruses aren't specific to one race. And then also, like, I grew up in Chinatown, and so it's really sad to see all these places boarded up, like, places where I would go to eat from, like, as a kid, because people, like, these shops would get looted and stuff like that. So it was really sad to look at, and I just wish that there wasn't so much racism mm-hmm. fueled during a pandemic, and I wish a pandemic didn't show, like, the divisions in our society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, on a lighter note, how do you think your first year of college is going to play out?
Well, I'm pretty positive about it. Most people have been wearing their masks, which I'm really appreciative of. And then I also really like how we're being tested so often. And yeah, I'm really hopeful that we're going to be staying, even though our professors aren't in class. But I'm actually really happy that I'm able to go onto campus and meet new people and stuff like that. Whereas people who are just doing online, they're not making friends or, like, making any connections over Zoom. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.